Science. Learning. Business. Community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks. I'm your host, Darren Smithson, and this is the place where we come to do all the hard thinking. In a world grappling with urgent environmental challenges, it's become increasingly vital to unravel the transformative potential of scientific advances and technological innovations in shaping this sustainable future that we all say we want, and yet we're still debating how we get there. So we're going to take a look at the multifaceted ways in which science and technology are catalysing sustainability efforts and paving the path towards a greener and more resilient world, which is what we all, of course, want. So let's consider the remarkable impact of Tesla, who are a trailblazer in sustainable transportation and energy solutions. Through cutting-edge electric vehicle technology, solar energy innovations and energy storing solutions, Tesla has revolutionized both the automotive and energy sectors. And love him or loathe him, Elon Musk hit a rich vein of investment potential when he started Tesla. And by harnessing science and technology, Tesla has not only accelerated that global transition to sustainable transportation, it's also been the spearhead, I think, for the adaptation of renewable energy sources across vehicles and across platforms that wouldn't have really been considered before. It's shown the way that it can be done, and other people are following and actually thinking, well, if we can use that in cars, where else can we use this kind of technology? So the company's commitment to sustainability and its integration of science and tech really exemplify how new solutions can drive positive environmental change on a global scale. Tesla's success story, therefore, it's like a beacon of inspiration for the transformative power that we have with science and technology in advancing sustainability goals. There is a danger, however, that we come to look at science and technology as our saviours for the ongoing environmental challenges that the Earth currently faces. And we have got, even people, if they're not climate change deniers, still believe we can act how we currently act because science and technology will save the day. Okay, it has to be seen in conjunction, I think, with the way that we humans behave. That's not to say that we shouldn't welcome these advancements in renewable energy. For example, as we navigate through sustainability, renewable energy technologies again and again emerge as those beacons that can help guide us away from fossil fuels, obviously. So in recent years, we've had innovations in solar, in wind, hydroelectric power, and all these have propelled us, hopefully, towards the more sustainable future of energy. The impact of these advancements on carbon emissions reduction and climate change mitigation and transition to a cleaner, more sustainable energy system is actually really profound. And I think sometimes we forget how far we have come in the last 20 years. Government wavering for short-term political gains over sustainability aside, we have actually done an incredible amount of work. So if you take a look at the success story of someone like Ørsted, a global leader in offshore wind energy, they have harnessed the power, obviously, of wind turbines at sea. And Ørsted has revolutionized the renewable energy sector by significantly reducing the carbon emissions and accelerating the transition to clean energy sources. So through strategic investments in offshore wind farms and sustainable energy projects. Ørsted has indeed demonstrated the immense potential of renewable energy in driving environmental sustainability. The company's commitment to innovation and sustainability underscores the pivotal role of these renewable energy advancements in combating climate change, and they foster a greener, more resilient planet. Ørsted's journey serves, I think, as a testament to the transformative impact of renewable energy technologies in shaping a more sustainable energy landscape. We've also got smart cities and sustainable urban planning that are just coming on stream all the time. So in the realm of urban development, for example, the vision of smart cities empowered by such technology, these offer a promising pathway towards sustainable urban environments. So data analytics, Internet of Things, so-called IoT devices, and intelligent infrastructure, they're all converging now to revolutionize the resource management. They elevate transportation systems and enhance the overall quality of life for their urban residents. And the potential of smart cities in fostering sustainability and environmental resilience is huge. It's absolutely huge. So let's take a glimpse at Barcelona, for example. This city is pioneering smart city solutions through the implementation of IoT sensors, data analytic platforms, and sustainable urban planning strategies. Barcelona has become a model smart city by optimizing waste management, even enhancing public transportation systems. They promote energy efficiency at all levels. Barcelona significantly reduced its environmental footprint and, crucially, it's improved the well-being of its citizens. And we often forget about this. When we talk about environmental sustainability, it's not just good for the planet and the ecosystem and, you know, just reducing that heat threshold that's growing all the time at the moment. It's good for us. It improves air quality. It improves the whole chemical balance of materials that are floating around in the air. It just helps us be healthier. Now, it's not just urban centres that are benefiting from this drive. Agriculture also stands at the forefront, really, of sustainability efforts, where science and technology are acting as catalysts for transformative innovations. So groundbreaking advances in sustainable agriculture, including such things as precision agriculture, vertical farming, genetic engineering in crops, are revolutionising food production. It's amazing, really. So all this activity minimises environmental impact and fosters this sustainable farming practice for a greener future. So let's take a look at AeroFarms, for example. They've leveraged indoor vertical farming methods and redefined that traditional agricultural practice, and they've enabled year-round crop production in urban environments. So through precision-controlled environments, optimized resource usage, and sustainable farming techniques, AeroFarms has not only significantly increased food production efficiency, it's also reduced water consumption and land footprint at the same time. The company's approach to sustainable agriculture, this exemplifies, I think, how technology can revolutionize food systems. It can promote environmental stewardship and it addresses global food security challenges, which has become far more important in recent years. You only have to look at the impact that the war in Ukraine has had on food production. Basic wheat-based products have been disrupted now for the last couple of years, and it's led to shortages across the world of many base food items that we've all come to rely on in the Western world especially. So AeroFarms' commitment to sustainable farming practices is just underscoring, I think, this impact of technological innovations in creating a far more resilient and sustainable agricultural sector. Embracing the principles of a circular economy is also paramount in this quest for sustainability. We need to shift focus towards minimizing waste and optimizing resource utilization. And science and technology obviously plays a pivotal role in transitioning from that linear take, make, dispose model towards a circular economy that promotes regenerative solutions and practices. So new solutions in recycling, waste management, sustainable materials, these all hold the key to creating a far more sustainable and flexible and regenerative economic system. For example, if we take a look at the pioneering efforts of the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, these are a global leader in advancing the circular economy agenda. And we can see that through these initiatives of working together on research projects and industry partnerships and pilot schemes, the Ellen MacArthur Foundation has catalyzed a transition towards circular business models and sustainable practices. So by promoting these solutions in recycling and waste reduction and the material reuse, the foundation has inspired businesses and policymakers to embrace circularity as a core principle. The Ellen MacArthur Foundation's commitment to driving systemic change towards this circular economy exemplifies how science and technology can reshape economic paradigms. It can foster resource efficiency and create a far more sustainable future for generations to come. Their impactful work serves, I think, as a beacon of inspiration for organizations and individuals seeking to embrace circularity and sustainability in their operations. So with that, we're concluding our journey into the profound impact of science and technology on sustainability. What we've got to be careful of is that we don't fall into the trap of believing that science and technology will always save the day. We still, as individuals and as citizens, need to take responsibility for the activities that we do that impact upon climate change. But that said, there is definitely, I hope, even just in this quick run through of some of the main principles that are out there at the moment, we can see that science and technology is definitely paving the way towards a better, more sustainable future if we can fund the development of these particular technologies and, crucially, educate everyone to understand why they are necessary. As we draw to a close this episode of ThinkWorks, we invite you to reflect on the role, therefore, that each of us plays in fostering sustainability through our own actions and choices. Let's remain committed to embracing sustainable practices, championing innovation, and working together towards a better, more sustainable world, not just for the present, but for future generations. I also encourage you to come and join us in the forum, which is darreninform.com/forum. Yes, we like to keep it simple. And that's mostly for my benefit, to be fair. And come and join us for the discussion. It's basically a chat room where you can go in. There's a post for each of the episodes as they appear. And you can go and comment in there with your own views and opinions on the topics that we've discussed. And I'll be fascinated to hear what you think about the whole idea of circular economies, for example. So please come and join us in there. As I said, it's darreninform.com/forum. It's very easy to work out how to use the chat room. And if you sign up, it's free of charge, of course, but if you sign up, you can even just sign up with your existing Facebook or Google accounts, and you don't have to worry about messing around then with all these different types of passwords and stuff. And also, you can tell us what other topics you would like us to consider for future episodes of ThinkWorks. Thank you for listening and putting up with me for this episode. I hope you found something useful in that. Come and join us in the forum, as I've said, and we'll take it from there, shall we? Thanks, everyone, and I'll see you soon. My name is Darren Smithson. I'm your host, and I'm signing off from this episode of ThinkWorks.
If you would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.